I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's take a timeout. Let's get a little football in the mix here. We always like to just kind of it's like condensed orange juice, concentrate. We like to put it all in real nice, neat package. 7 or 8 minutes, rapid fire. Michael.
Yeah, I'm excited about this one today.
As am I, where Houston shut down workouts and coronavirus is exploding in several states.
Well, at least
this is Herb Street's revenge.
At least with this, it's a chance for you to talk about your favorite sport, college football, and how it relates to the NFL.
What about the Buckeye Pledge?
Yeah, I mean, let me present this list first. Okay, this is 247 Sports top 25 college programs ranked by active NFL earnings. So we're talking about the programs who have just been pumping out NFL prospects. The programs who have the guys making the most money in the NFL right now. And I want to first start, any guesses on who would be towards the top of that list?
Quarterback-wise. Well, how about this? Wisconsin. First thing, Russell Wilson's deal alone probably helps. Wisconsin.
Yep. Wisconsin is actually not until 14 on the list. $385 million total dollars right now. Highest earner is Russell Wilson with a $109 million contract.
Okay, Ohio State.
Yep, Ohio State is checking in at number 7. Certainly, Malcolm Jenkins tops the list, $59.4 million. They have a total of $560 million tied up right now.
My God.
But let me give you a hint here at number 1. This is a program that seems to be pumping out running backs left and right for sure. But also one that is very close to Detroit, you could say.
Pumping
not
out
proximity,
running
not
backs.
Proximity-wise, but this program means something to the Lions.
Georgia?
Georgia, yep, number 1 on the list, $731 million.
Oh, my God.
Matthew Stafford is that photo as we go to number 1 here. Sits atop the
sure.
list by wide margin.
Stafford, Gurley, Green. Ridley, Chubb. Swift, I mean, Andrew Thomas, the lineman.
There's a lot of them, too, that you kind of can forget about. Rounding out the, Georgia's top 5, actually, active earners. Justin Houston, $85 million. Geno Atkins, $84 million. Thomas Davis, $70
million. And 68 knee surgeries.
Yeah, well, exactly. Michigan State University checking in at number 2 overall on the list with a ton of money. No, I'm just messing.
But what?
I'm joking. Michigan State is not on here, unfortunately, in the top 25. But Michigan is. Any guesses where Michigan would check in, top 25?
I mean, Brady's career earnings are probably a quarter of a billion, so that helps. I don't know. Somewhere in the top 10, maybe?
Number 9, certainly. Okay. Tom Brady. Behind Brady, though, is Eagles.
Brandon Graham.
Defensive end Brandon Graham, who's scheduled to bring in net earnings to $57.1 million by the end.
I've always liked him. I know I shouldn't, but I've always liked him.
Yep.
I should hate him because he's also an Eagle, but I've just always respected his game.
Yep. Now, would it surprise you if I said that at number five would be Miami?
I got a guess. You know, I was going to guess is Boston College because of Matt Ryan and Kuechly.
Boston College is on there, 21 overall. Matt Ryan's
Miami.
The highest earner. Yep.
Yeah,
that was the one.
Who's Miami?
The one takeaway where like Miami's all the way at number five.
But they
top
suck.
Of the list, Calais Campbell. Okay, you have Olivier Vernon, you have Jimmy Graham, you have Greg Olsen, and don't forget the top rounding out the top five earners, the ageless wonder Frank Gore, total of $62 million.
It's incredible that Gore has basically played like 20 years and only earned $60 million. When you really think about it, it just feels like Frank Gore should be leaving the game with a lot more money.
Yep. Any other guesses before I give you another hint?
I mean, Bama has to be on there,
yep,
right?
Totally. Number three, there you go. Alabama checking in at number three. Certainly Julio Jones, Kareem Jackson, Andre Smith, Amari Cooper, Dante Hightower. They got a ton of them. We know that they just pump out NFL prospects.
Hell, so Derrick Henry just got paid.
Yep. That's not a surprise to have Bama way up there. But number two, I think, might surprise you. Because this is a kind of a Miami-like one where I didn't expect to see this program at number two. Not Florida State, no. But they do have a very top quarterback from this program in the NFL. That'd be Aaron Rodgers.
I'm listening.
Aaron Rodgers.
Cal?
Cal is at number two overall.
Hold on. So DeSean Jackson.
Correct.
Marshawn Lynch.
Forgetting
A-Rodge. Who am I missing? I'm thinking. Just give me.
Yeah, please.
I mean, I'm going through the running backs. Like, J.J. Arrington was only in the league for like a day. Go ahead. Let me hear the others. Why
don't
am I
forget about
spacing out?
Former Cal standouts, Alex Mack, 69.
Oh,
million.
My God. Jesus.
Cameron,
terrible by
Cameron
me.
Jordan.
Yeah,
$67 million.
That's a bad job by me. I'm going to suspend myself for the rest of the segment.
Keenan Allen's on there at 42. And then another Cal quarterback you're forgetting about.
Kyle Bowler.
Jared Goff at 49 million.
I know. Mike, bad job by me.
You're good.
I need to be better for you.
Yeah. Now, David, I want you to take a guess because we have a lot in the top 25 that we haven't said yet.
Yes.
I got one guess.
I was gonna say, no, Texas hasn't been good though. Texas A&M.
Good guess. Texas A&M, led by Von Miller.
Yeah, that's
you got to think of high profile players too, long careers. Texas A&M is number 12 on the list. Number 12.
Give me LSU.
Yep, there you go. LSU, way towards the top of the list. They checked in at number 4 overall, certainly Odell. Landry,
who's the career Simon. Earners leaders for LSU?
So it's top in the list is not Odell, Landry, or Tyrann Mathieu, but rather an offensive lineman, L.A. Rams left tackle.
Andrew Whitworth?
Andrew Whitworth is the highest active earning among LSU products.
He's my age. I mean, that's how long he's played.
He'll be close to basically $90 million by the end of 2020.
Do you know they actually wheel him out there on a dolly?
Yeah, he is getting up there.
Dude, he's like 38.
Yep. A couple more for you to quickly highlight. Would you be surprised if I said Oklahoma's number 6?
No. No, because again, Mike, multiple quarterbacks drafted in the top 5.
Right.
Skill players drafted everywhere. I mean, DeMarco Murray got paid huge. Adrian Peterson got paid huge. They put out big-time linemen. I mean, they had Kenneth Murray drafted this year in the first round. Now, all-time or active top five, without looking at the numbers, I wouldn't know. That's where I'm going to come to you.
Yeah, so they mention in here, of course, the contracts of Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Sam Bradford, but also the highest active earner from Oklahoma, Dallas Cowboys, new defensive tackle, Gerald McCoy.
So, now there's a guy
a ton.
I absolutely and completely forgot about.
Yep.
That he went to OU. Jesus.
But AP is up there too. $102 million by the year's end, of course. Long career.
Yeah, and you know how much of it's his? Zero.
Yeah. We've had a couple texts asking about Ohio State again. That's they were number 7 on the list. OSU was. But one more to end on. Maybe you'll be surprised at this one.
Yeah, I was going to say, give me the strangest one.
Yeah, let me give you this because this is a hint too. At number 11, we already mentioned Michigan. We mentioned Ohio State sneaking into the top 10. But there's another Big Ten school at number 11 on this list.
I'm going to guess. I think Penn State would be too easy. What about Iowa?
It is not Iowa. I'll give you one more.
I don't want your pity.
No, think a guy who went to this school in the Big Ten that has had an incredibly, incredibly long career at an incredibly high paid position.
Jeez, that narrows it down. David, go ahead. I got nothing here. I'm tapped.
He just stepped out, actually. One more hint. This guy just put himself in the news lately, Anthem-related.
Put himself in the news? Anthem-related? I mean, Baker Mayfield
story,
said
something. Huge story about how he said that he doesn't understand why people...
Purdue? Breeze?
I was trying to give you a Drew Breeze hint. Yeah, Drew Breeze, $244 Jeez. Million. That's what... Out of Purdue's $395 million... Drew Brees accounts for 244, so they actually
yeah he made number 11. He made all of it. Yep. It's like 90% Brees, 8% Allstott, 1% 2% everybody else.
No, that was a tough one, but overall, well done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.